This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, it's Sparky Pfeiffer, 55 past the hour. Time for another Milwaukee Sports Timeout, brought to you by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Find out all your favorite sports 24-7. Enjoy over 70 self-service kiosks, wall-to-wall TVs, free parking, great food, and a full bar. Bet big, bet bold. Learn more at paysbig.com. Let's talk, if you don't mind, Eli Berkovitz, about the Packers getting the win 23-20 over the L.A. Chargers on Sunday, and a big win for the Packers, I think, because a lot of people probably weren't picking them to win that game. But as you do the Pack a Day podcast with Annie Herman and the likes, was anybody over there picking the Packers to win? And how big of a surprise was this for you?
Yeah, I didn't see anyone specifically calling for an upset, honestly. So I think everyone at this point had a certain expectation, and myself included. I mean, I didn't think it would be some kind of like blowout, because the Chargers are just one of those teams that doesn't do that. But I did not think they would be able to pull it out in the end. And to see the way, obviously, Love played down the stretch and the defense holding it down in the fourth was really impressive. And yeah, definitely somewhat shocking, at least.
Jordan Love tops 300 yards. And now the question is, do you think this Packers offense has finally turned the corner with all the young guys at wide receiver, tight end, and of course Jordan Love now looking to really come on here the last couple of weeks?
I think it's certainly possible that we see, I mean, I doubt we're going to see some sort of, you know, 30 points a week explosive offense, but turning a corner from the way it was for that, you know, 4 to 6 weeks where the offense was just awful, at least in the first half, I think we're definitely past that. Obviously, it will depend on how long Aaron Jones is out. That's going to matter, but just seeing what Jaden Reed has been doing these last few weeks, I mean, you can make the argument already that he might be just the best overall receiver on the team. And Romeo Doubs is just a touchdown machine, which is great to see. And we even got Christian Watson involved. Hopefully, you know, that gives him some confidence. And obviously, Dontayvion Wicks is, I mean, looking like a steal at the 159th overall pick. He had a tremendous day yesterday.
Let's talk about your Twitter account. You can follow Eli on Twitter at @BookofEli_NFL. I think there were a lot of good moments in the game. One made me come out of my seat. Tucker Kraft, holy crap. I didn't see that one coming. Him leaping over a dude. I thought he was in bounds, and then you see the replay, and you see that he stepped out. But I didn't realize he was that athletic.
Yeah, that was, I mean, touchdown or not, just extremely impressive that he was able to hurdle that defender and stay that close. I mean, he was barely out of bounds there. That would have been, you know, one of the top plays of the week probably circulating online if he managed to stay inbounds there. But it's really exciting. We've seen already what Luke Musgrave can do. We know that he's only going to get better, and he's already been good for a rookie tight end. And just to think that Tucker Kraft, maybe not as a rookie, but second year, third year starts to come on a lot stronger, we could be looking at a very legitimate tight end duo, which is pretty rare in the NFL. And when teams have it, they're usually damn good.
Let's talk a little bit about Anders Carlson, if you don't mind, because we brought this up on the Curtin Long podcast that we recorded as far as how much patience Packer fans should have. And Ryan Horvath made a good point, which is you need a really good kicker when you're really good. They're not. So you have time to let him develop. I know a lot of people want Mason Crosby and cut Carlson and let's move on. But they're not going to cut Carlson, I don't think, this year. And I don't think they'll bring in competition for him next year. He was the only position that didn't have any competition during training camp this year. The only damn position. And he was horrible. They still didn't bring anybody in. So clearly, Bisaccia is going to get his way and let him be the kicker next year as well. But if things don't turn around next year, then I think maybe you see a replacement.
Yeah, I'm definitely getting a lot of heat right now on Twitter because I tweeted that I was just about done with Anders Carlson. And just about done does not mean done, but it is concerning. I mean, I took a closer look at his stats throughout the year, and everyone just wants to talk about the percentage. But if you look a bit deeper, he has only made 2 field goals over 40 yards this year. His last 3 attempts of over 40 yards, he missed all 3. He's missed 2 extra points in the last 2 games. And like that's obviously just not nearly consistent enough in the NFL. Like, sure, if you can hit field goals under 40 yards, that's great. But that's college-level stuff. You need to be getting well into the 40s. And at this point, guys are kicking 57-yard field goals, it seems like, every week. So that's just, for me, like, I agree with what you're saying. They're not going to cut him. They're not going to bring anyone in. I think we actually spoke about the fact that they never brought in competition during training camp, which was, to me, a little bit crazy because obviously he was struggling. But even if he wasn't, like, competition, you know, there's nothing wrong with competition. It just makes guys better, in my opinion. So I just hope that, you know, he can just figure it out from longer, because if the only time we're going to feel confident is from 39 and below, we're basically not going to be able to kick field goals.
That's right. And the other part about this that we talked about on Curtin Long is this defense and where they're at. Now, again, on Sunday, they got some breaks, right? Quentin Johnson drops that ball down the sideline. Keenan Allen, who never drops balls, he dropped a couple of big plays. So maybe that helps the Packers defense to do what they did. But still, I mean, we're talking about this defense having a legit opportunity to be a top 10 defense, especially once you get past the Lions and the Chiefs and you look at the rest of the offenses left. They have a legit opportunity to be a top 10, top 7 maybe defense in yards allowed. I think Joe Barry's going to keep his job before this whole thing is said and done.
Yeah, I'm very concerned that that might just be the case. And I know that, like, yes, if you just look at the numbers, they are encouraging, and that would lead you to believe that, okay, this defense is – and let's be real, they are playing good. I mean, bottom line, the Chargers have a great offense. They held them to 20 points. They've held their last 6 opponents to 24 or fewer points. So that's really good, bottom line in the NFL. Most teams have been scoring between 17 and 20 against them, which is great, but – I also think that a lot of these teams are playing us knowing they're not going to need to be putting up 30 points most weeks to beat the Packers right now. And a lot of teams just seem to be able to really get whatever they want on the Packers, whether that's short stuff underneath passing. And obviously we know the struggles in the run game. So I don't want to totally bash it because results are results, and it has been better than we probably would have thought. But I think everyone who watches the game still sees what Joe Barry does in a lot of situational call that just doesn't really make a lot of sense. So it's nice to see, but I still think there needs to be a change at that position, at defensive coordinator for next year.
I saw a mock draft, and it had the Packers taking a wide receiver in the first round. And I'm okay if that's what they do. I don't think they will. I think right now, offensive tackle and cornerback probably in the first round are my wants, if I could have a want, in the first round of this draft. And with having an extra second, an extra third, you have an opportunity to move back into the bottom of a one if you want, to take 2 players there in the first round. For you as a Packer fan, as we sit right now, looking at what this team looks like, and obviously things could change between now and the end of the year, what are your wants as you look ahead to the draft?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Most years I would be pounding the table for a first-round receiver, but number one, I think I've just mentally moved on from that idea that it's ever going to happen, regardless of how badly they need it. But I think this year might be one of the years you can say they don't need necessarily a first-round guy. Like, looking at the roster, I don't think there's a clear elite number one receiver on this team, because if Jaden Reed, just because of his size, like, maybe he won't translate to that kind of elite number one that we think of. But between Reed, Dobbs, I think, you know, people are – Watson, it's not been great, but I think it's far from over. People are really freaking out about Watson, in my opinion, too much. Wicks has shown some serious potential. Malik Heath, maybe not in the regular season, but clearly they like him a lot. Two tight ends that they like. So I think they could go offensive tackle, and I would – you know, it's for a lot of people, they might think that's boring. But look at this team right now. If David Bakhtiari was playing – who knows how much better our offense would have looked all those weeks to look so bad, because Jordan Love really has had no time. So offensive line, or yeah, like maybe an edge rusher, you know, opposite Rashawn Gary, Preston Smith getting a bit older. But yeah, probably offensive line, edge, or corner.
You know, the other thing too is safety and running back probably are both needs too, but you don't take those type of players in the first round unless they're super special. I don't know if that player exists in the first round. I don't think they do. But having said that, this team has A.J. Dillon, and it doesn't look like they're going to have either Aaron Jones or Wilson for this game against the Lions. There's all kinds of different options out there of what they could do. Nothing really excites me, but how do you go about trying to fix this running back room going forward when you look ahead to next year?
Looking ahead for next year, it really could be a totally new room. I mean, I think A.J. Dillon Dillon is the most likely to be gone because it's the second contract. I'm sure a team will give him a decent enough contract that the Packers aren't going to match. I do feel like, let's just say, assuming Aaron Jones avoided a major injury here, which is what Matt LaFleur made it sound like, I think they're going to keep him around simply because of what he is for that team as a leader, someone in the locker room. It's just, you can't let Aaron Jones leave. And they've already kept him so many times, it just seems like they're going to let him ride it out. But in my head, with the way Emmanuel Wilson looked, I thought next year it could be a Jones-Wilson kind of split committee, and that could work. Obviously, we hope Wilson's okay. We're waiting on that. If they move on from Jones, I mean, they're going to have to probably draft someone the latest by round three, and then probably bring in a veteran at some point for some cheap contract. But I hope they keep Jones because he's just too important to the locker room, even if he's not, you know, as healthy as we'd hope.
One last one. Are you a fan of wide receivers blocking guys like Khalil Mack? Because I'm not. I hate it. And I know, you know, everybody's all excited about it happening, but more times than not, probably that really good pass rusher is going to destroy a wide receiver.
Yeah. It was cool to see Malik Heath, you know, knock Mack on his ass. Like, that was fun. But I agree. I mean, you can't be doing that in any sort of consistent or real fashion. I mean, if you put Jaden Reed out there to block Khalil Mack or someone like Khalil Mack, that is going to go badly way more than not. So here and there, if you're doing some kind of trick, quick play, quick throw, I guess it could work, but I hope it does not become a consistent thing.
Follow Eli Berkovitz on Twitter at @BookofEli_NFL. Where else can they find you, Eli Berkovitz?
You can find me over at Packer Report, all my writings over there. And every week on the PAC, show on Twitter, you can find it at the PAC underscore show with myself, Zach Jacobson, and Janelle Mackey breaking down everything going on in Packers world.
How do you control Jacobson? I don't understand. That dude, he's a loose cannon, but he's entertaining. I'll tell you that much. Eli, thanks so much for coming on, my friend. Really appreciate it. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You too.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.